Texte numéro 14. Biotech companies desert international agriculture project. Biotechnology companies developing genetically modified crops have withdrawn from a major international project to map out the future of agriculture after it failed to back GM as a tool to reduce poverty and hunger. The International Assessment of Agriculture, Science and Technology for Development aims to focus attention on the problem of how to feed the world's growing population. Monsanto, Syngenta, BASF resigned after a draft report from the project highlighted the risks of GM crops and said they could pose problems for the developing world. The companies argue the report should say their GM technology could secure food supplies because it can boost yields and make plants more resistant to droughts and higher temperature. Bob Watson, director of the project, which is based on the work of 4,000 scientists and experts from around the world, said he was very disappointed by the company's move. He said, "It's very unfortunate that they have walked out before we agreed the final version. If they can bring evidence forward that we have not been objective or that the language is biased, then we could discuss that." He also said the resignations would weaken the final report, which is expected in April. Denise Dewar of CropLife International, the agriculture industry trade body of which Monsanto, Syngenta and BASF are members, said, "We were concerned with the direction the draft was taking and that our input was not being taken appropriately. We were looking to see references to plant science technology and the potential role it can contribute." The draft report says there is a wide range of perspectives on the environmental, human health and economic risks and benefits of modern biotechnology, many of which are as yet unknown. It says it is not clear whether GM crops increase yields and warns that use of the technology in the developing world could concentrate ownership of agricultural resources in the hands of the companies involved, as well as causing problems with patents. In an editorial criticising CropLife International's decision, the science journal Nature said, "The views outlined in the draft chapter on biotechnology do not represent the rantings of a fringe minority. The idea that biotechnology cannot by itself reduce hunger and poverty is mainstream opinion among agricultural scientists and policymakers." Greenpeace, a member of the assessment project, urged the companies to reconsider and said, "This assessment goes far beyond genetic engineering. It is about setting solutions for global agriculture and the world's poor and hungry. It is such a shame to withdraw from such a good initiative simply because your business plans do not fit with sound science and experts voiced a more balanced opinion than yours." Adapted from Guardian.co.uk, January 2008.